You're listening to Newtonia. Astronomers may have found what little red dots really are. Astronomers have identified an unprecedented object dubbed a black hole star, a black hole wrapped in gas dense enough to glow like a star, that may explain hundreds of mysterious little red dots JWST has spotted from the early universe. The find offers a possible explanation for how supermassive black holes grew so fast, though a rival team proposes a completely different explanation. Since 2022, the James Webb Space Telescope has been finding hundreds of strange, compact red objects from the universe's first billion years, and nobody was sure what they were. A new study proposes an answer. Some of them may be a kind of object nobody had named before, a black hole wrapped in gas dense enough to glow like a star. The 30-second summary. What happened? Astronomers studying an unusually bright little red, one of hundreds of puzzling objects JWST has spotted from the early universe, found its light spectrum didn't match any known star. They argue it's something new, a massive black hole pulling in gas so fast and so densely that the surrounding cloud glows almost like a star's surface. Why does it matter? If confirmed, this would help explain a real puzzle: how black holes billions of times the sun's mass existed so soon after the Big Bang. A black hole that grows by swallowing gas this fast, rather than merging with other black holes over billions of years, could reach that size far faster. What is the catch? This is one especially clear example being used to interpret hundreds of Messier ones, and at least one rival team proposes a different explanation for the same objects: enormous, short-lived stars rather than black holes. Key number. As of 2025, JWST had spotted 341 of these little red dots. Researchers say this object's light was so pure that it briefly outshone its entire home galaxy, giving them an unusually clean look at what may power all of them. What happened? A team led by Rohan Naidu and Jorrit Mathi studied an object called MOMBH**-1, the brightest and reddest of the little red dots JWST has found. Most of these objects are faint and hard to interpret, their light mixed together with the young galaxies around them. This one was different. Its black hole-powered glow was bright enough to nearly drown out its host galaxy entirely, giving researchers a rare, mostly unmixed signal to study. That signal didn't match any known kind of star. A normal star shines because nuclear fusion in its core generates energy that works outward to the surface. This object's light pattern instead matched what you'd expect from a black hole pulling in gas so fast that the infalling material heats up and radiates energy, all wrapped inside a thick shroud of gas that colors the light red and gives the whole system a star-like glow from the outside. Why it matters. Supermassive black holes, some billions of times heavier than the sun, existed within the universe's first billion years, and standard growth models struggle to explain how they got that big that fast. A black hole that feeds on gas directly, cloaked in a dense envelope, offers a way to grow enormous in a fraction of the time mergers with other black holes would take. If black hole stars are common inside these little red dots, it could resolve a genuine open problem in how the universe's biggest black holes came to exist so early. Before we overstate the result, this conclusion rests heavily on one especially bright, unusually clean example. Most of the hundreds of other little red dots are fainter and harder to interpret with the same confidence. A separate team at the Harvard Center for Astrophysics has proposed a different explanation for at least some little red dots: enormous, short-lived stars roughly 100,000 times the sun's mass, not black holes at all. The estimated masses of black holes inside little red dots depend on assumptions about how their light behaves. Other researchers have argued those masses could be overestimated by a large margin if those assumptions are wrong. This is one object standing in for an entire population. Confirming the pattern holds broadly will need many more follow-up studies. What happens next? The team says the newly identified spectrum can now serve as a template, a known signature researchers can search for across the hundreds of other little red dots already sitting in JWST's archives, to see how many share the same black hole-powered origin. Takeaway: little red dots have been an open question. Since JWST first spotted them, nobody had solid evidence for what they actually were. This study doesn't close the question for the whole population, but it gives one especially clear example, a specific physical explanation: a black hole growing by swallowing gas fast enough to make the whole system glow like a star. Whether that pattern holds for the other 340, and whether it beats the rival giant star explanation, is what the next round of research needs to settle. Read the full article at newtnia.com.